Socialist Party presidential nominee Brian Moore was scheduled to participate in a discussion panel with Green Party vice presidential candidate Rosa Clemente, but canceled his appearance right before the two-day convention began on Saturday. The internationally recognized African colors of red, black, and green created the backdrop as Rosa Clemente took to the podium by herself. She said that the Green Party embraces Yahuru's platform, especially the African people's struggle for international democracy and self-determination.
This is not an emotional time right now. It's no longer time for the lesser of two evils. We're talking about America solidifying and containing in the United States. We're 40 years after the beginning of what we call the Black Liberation Struggle, and we are nowhere closer to freedom than we were almost 40 years ago. Most of it has to now fall on our generation.
Rosa Clemente was part of the surge of activists in the 1990s who tied their social justice work closely to the hip-hop culture. She said hip-hop has always been political in welcoming lyrics about oppression and resistance to the white establishment. It is up to the hip-hop generation to pick up the torch where the earlier 1960s civil rights activists have left off, Clemente said, but so far they have not.
You're an activist because the conditions are wrong, not because you're going to get a paycheck. And that's a balance that we've seen some of our elders have. They've held on to those jobs, but they're an activist and community organizer. What it has happened is activism has been professionalized. So it even gets to the point where the best activists get marginalized. You're too loud. You're too this. You said F the police. You cursed in a YouTube video.
One of the main reasons the hip-hop generation has not fully embraced the ideals of the Green Party is because of their faith in Barack Obama, Clemente said. The black left are on the Obama bandwagon, and the Green Party has become the outcast.
You can go on many of blogs and see all the comments made against me, made against the Green Party, made against Cynthia. You have to wonder sometimes what is really going on. And I've had a conversation with some of those people who I felt have sold us out. And they truly either have, again, lost their minds, or they really believe that the minute Obama may be in office, that the next day he's going to paint the White House red, black, and green, you know, throw everybody out, give everybody reparations.
Baba Junde was a participant at the Uhuru Convention who does not believe that Barack Obama represents the African people.
You want to have African people vote for you, you just can't be African. You have to actually have a platform that addresses their concerns.
Clemente, who describes herself as a black Latino, said there are a growing number of Afro-Latinos in America. Of the Latin American population, 5% are of black ancestry, but marginalized as Latin Americans. The white power in America, Clemente said, keeps the Africans and Latinos divided.
They are literally turning our own babies against each other. And that's why we're seeing mass fights and disunity in school settings that are predominantly black and brown school settings, where black and brown kids are fighting each other every day instead of fighting the police or the teachers or the principal.
With 1 in 100 Americans either in prison or on parole, 1 of 6 are Latino and 1 of 8 are African American, with African and Latino American women being the fastest growing population imprisoned. Clemente said that the American school systems are to blame, and in order to acquire change, we need to strike against the educational facilities.
Young people need to walk out of these schools that look like prisons, and the parents have to say, I am no longer going to send my child into an educational setting that is literally, as Marion Wright Edelman said, a cradle to prison pipeline. Most of them have become policing apparatuses.
With the significant increase in police brutality cases against African and Latino Americans, Clemente said community policing would solve the problem.
If someone in my community is violated, I'm not calling the police, okay? I don't trust them, never have, never will. I think this is going to require young people to understand the difference, though, that just because you engage with the police doesn't mean that there are not some values and codes in our own community that we have to adhere to. And we've lost a lot of that.
And while the Green Party may not win the election in November, Clemente said it is important people vote for the party so that in 10 to 20 years there's enough of a following to build an alternative political party. And if the Green Party gets 5% of the national vote, it will receive millions of dollars of funds.
I see the strength of the Green Party in the local community. Because when we're talking about the presidency and vice president, be clear that we're also fighting a Democratic and Republican marketing machine that is over $500 million. And if we're not ready to be at that point with the money, we're not going to get to the masses of the people the way we need to get to the masses of the people right now, which includes door-to-door knocking, but it also includes a grassroots effort on the internet and not to organize on the internet, to let people and break through that media wall.
Jacob Jeffries is a participant at the Uhuru Convention, who said even though he realizes that the Green Party may not be elected to office, he would like to see a candidate elected who speaks from the heart, like Rosa Clemente.
I would like to hear an intelligent, true discussion with the American people, all of the American people, not just really, really rich white people who can make it on TV. And I think that we can truly bring that. You know, part of our problem is we don't know what any of our options are. We're shown two options, and we're shown the lesser of two evils.
Since Saturday, the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement has decided to endorse the McKinney and Clemente ticket. For WMNF News in St. Petersburg, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.